Day 20. No longest word?
There's something I wanted to call attention to at the end of our last session. I could tell from the look on your face, Patrick, that you were struck by the sheer length of a word like computerizationalisms.
Struck, to say the least. Who would ever say it? Why would anyone ever say it?
That's not the point. If you look in any large English dictionary, you'll find plenty of words, big words, small words, that most people would never use, words they'd never even heard of.
Like what, Marta?
Oh, like, let's see, maybe sequacious, which means lacking independence or originality of thought? Or how about pseudohermaphroditism, meaning the condition of having the chromosomes of one sex and some anatomical characteristics of the other?
I get it. But that pseudoherm something word seems longer even than our computerizationalisms. I bet it's the longest word in the language.
You mean longest word in the dictionary? Interesting concept. That there can be such a thing as the longest word in the language.
Seems pretty obvious to me. Just find the longest word in the biggest dictionary.
Okay, take that noun, pseudohermaphroditism. It's pretty long. And you can find it in the Oxford English Dictionary, or OED. Let's assume that it's actually the longest word you can find there. Now suppose you want to use it in reference to the condition of having the chromosomes, etc. In other words, changing it into an adjective. What would you say?
I don't know.
Yes, you do, Patrick. What's the adjective formed from, say, the noun spasm?
You mean spasmodic?
Yes. So...
Pseudohermaphroditismic. My God!
Yes! Pseudohermaphroditismic. Now suppose you want to modify the word to mean something like opposed to the condition of having the chromosomes, etc. What would you say now?
I'd attach anti at the beginning, but please don't make me try to say it.
Don't worry. It's anti-pseudohermaphroditismic.
So what's the point, Marta?
Let me put it to you this way. As we've just seen, we can identify the longest word appearing in the OED. But according to the rules of word formation that we've been looking at over several sessions, we can make that word still longer. So the longest possible word, whatever that means, doesn't even appear in the dictionary.
You mean any long word can always be made longer?
Well, not just any. They have to be words that can take derivational suffixes, which means the major vocabulary categories of noun, verb, and adjective.
And the suffixation can go on forever?
Hardly, Patrick. Think of what a struggle you'd had just pronouncing that little word anti-pseudohermaphroditismic. Even in print, it's hard to take in. I'm sure you can guess why we have so few words in the language that are anywhere near as long and complex.
That's not hard to figure out now. If the word's too long, I lose track of what's being said or written.
Yes. If a word's internal structure becomes too complex through continuous suffixation, our brains can no longer do the necessary work of giving a meaning to that word. And you could also forget the beginning of such a long word before you even got to the end of it.
So words can't expand indefinitely.
Right. But not because the language prevents it. Nothing in the rules of word formation tells us to stop after a certain number of applications.
Okay. You mean the language possibilities for word length are maybe infinite, but limitations of another kind outside language keep it within bounds.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
P.S. 4. Large church plans collapse. Downtown hogs grant cash. More dogs bring complaints.